Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, December 16th. A $61.9 billion deficit is projected in the federal Liberal government's fall economic statement. That's almost $22 billion more than initial projections. Government House Leader Karina Gould gave the statement after Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland's resignation from Cabinet. Freeland's resignation letter released this morning mentions costly political gimmicks and says the Prime Minister told her he no longer wanted her as Finance Minister. He offered her another Cabinet seat, which Freeland declined. She says, for the past few weeks, she and the Prime Minister have been at odds over the best path forward for Canada. She does plan to run for her seat again in the next federal election. Meanwhile, at a Cabinet swearing-in ceremony this afternoon, Public Safety Minister Dominic LeBlanc has been named the new Finance Minister. The Prime Minister may speak at some point today. He wasn't in question period this afternoon. Grey Bruce OPP say a 26-year-old man who had been reported missing from the Meaford area has been located. Jacob had been reported missing back on December 10th. Police say he has now been found and they're thanking the community for its assistance. Georgian Bluffs is awarding an over $387,000 engineering contract as part of a project to extend the Potawatomi water main. WT Infrastructure Solutions will do the work. CAO Niall Lobley says it's being done because the residents of Potawatomi Village on Atkins Street have been serviced by an underperforming municipal well.
Sometimes we can't produce quite enough water. Sometimes it's not quite the right pressure. It's also a water source which is quite hard. It has quite a lot of iron content in it.
Lobley says the scope of the contract includes designing a connection to the city's water system and an outline of associated costs. A charity hockey game in Wyarton brought in some donations for the local food bank and pitted emergency responders against one another in an exciting battle on the ice. Grey Bruce OPP and South Bruce Peninsula firefighters took to the ice Friday evening while the community came out to support their cause with gifts for the firefighters' annual Christmas toy drive and donations for the food bank. The Grey Bruce OPP scored with 4 seconds left to win the game 6-5. Over $300 was donated, along with numerous toys and non-perishable food items for the food bank in Wyarton. As we get closer to the end of the year, the top 10 lists of the past year are starting to come out. Today, Rover.com released the most popular dog and cat names in Canada. The trendiest dog name of the year was Sushi, while the top spot for cats was Ricky. In Toronto, Luna was the leading dog and cat name for 2024. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 127 points to 25,147. The Dow Jones is down 110 points. Our dollar is trading at 70.2 U.S. cents, down 0.04 of a cent. And the price of oil is $70.59, down 70 cents a barrel. In sports, two Canadian teams are in action in the NHL tonight. The Edmonton Oilers host the Florida Panthers, and the Vancouver Canucks play at home against the Colorado Avalanche. Next game for the Toronto Maple Leafs is Wednesday against the Dallas Stars after yesterday's 5-3 win over Buffalo. The Owen Sound Attack will play their final game before the OHL's Christmas break Wednesday at the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Center. The Eastern Conference leading Barrie Colts will be in town. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors host the Chicago Bulls this evening, and in the NFL, two Monday night games, the Chicago Bears against the Minnesota Vikings, the Las Vegas Raiders take on the Atlanta Falcons. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast, a chance of showers this evening, 50-kilometer wind gusts, a low of plus one. Cloudy tomorrow, a chance of showers or flurries. Breezy, the temperature steady near zero. A chance of flurries Wednesday and a high of zero. Right now it's 5 degrees in Tobermory, 4 in Walkerton, and it is 5 degrees in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.